to two seconds. Any theme songs? Alright. That is an original composition from Terry. released in Sydney, Australia last month, and has won 2 platinum records.
Only 2?
Only 2. It's only been a month, okay?
Rip me off on that one. I deserve like 5.
Well, it's just only been a month, you know? Give it 1 more month and maybe you'll get like a dozen or something.
Ow. Ow. Fuck that.
Unacceptable.
I deserve this.
If anything in the world, I deserve this.
Right, more than 2 platinum records in a month.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Team Mongoose Podcast, episode 44. Starting late in the day again. But what else is new? We just keep forgetting to record this on a Thursday.
Different ideas. What's late in the day?
Yeah, okay. Well, sure. Whatever.
This is afternoon.
Yeah. A little afternoon delight for y'all.
Yeah. But they're not going to get it until like 4.
Yeah, it was going to be like 2 hours.
Somewhere around there. I don't know.
I'm a doctor.
I'm not a doctor. I can't tell time.
I'm not a science magician.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's still on Friday. I just said podcast every Friday. I can't commit to a certain time in the day. I just like getting it out earlier. Even though a lot of people, it's like, oh, but it's Saturday here.
I don't care.
So?
Yeah, it's not Saturday where it matters to me.
Ooh.
Which is here.
Oh, the center of the world.
I didn't know where it mattered.
I am the sun.
Oh, now you do.
Yep. So, GDC was this week, or 2 days ago or something like that, right?
This week was.
Alex, you watched it, didn't you?
No.
No?
What I saw was supposed to be some EA Game Changers thing, and they started off with SimCity 5, and I was like, all right, video games, yeah.
All right, and video games.
For the rest of the thing, they just talked about environmental shit, like global warming and starving children, and I was like, what am I watching? Where are the games?
The game is trying to get the high score. I don't
care about starving children. Where are the games?
I was like, okay, but where are the games? This is a game thing.
Well, they decided to go take a left turn.
And it didn't work out too well.
They blew it away. They blew it out of the water with SimCity 5. I mean,
yeah, what else do you want?
It's like, yeah, SimCity, all right, woo! And then for the next, like, hour, they had one guy talk about this documentary he made about global warming. Next guy was the co-founder. This next guy was the co-founder of Twitter. And it started off with him sharing, like, a wedding pictures or something. And I was like, what the fuck are we watching?
This is my wedding.
So I got married. Instead of
Jack in the back.
I don't even know who the last guy was.
Next slide.
I just stopped caring when the Twitter guy came out, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, people were getting up and leaving.
Changing the game.
Like, you could see on, like, Battlefield, it was like, alright, let's hope for some Battlefield stuff. And, like, halfway through, Battlefield tweeted, that sound of the clang is people leaving through the doors. And I was like, oh, shit.
Well, why
whoever
GDC
decided
sucks.
This would be good, I think is fired by now.
Yeah?
Yeah, because...
Well, GDC is for developers, isn't it? Or is it... It's about developers talking.
They have that, but, I mean, DICE unveiled the Battlefield stuff at GDC, too, so...
Which was just they plan on giving out DLC for the rest of the year?
Well...
Yeah. Or putting out DLC, rather?
Yeah, but...
We expected that. You expect that with almost every game now.
How much DLC did they make for fucking Battlefield 2? It was like 20 expansion packs.
Yeah.
So I guess the same thing's going to happen with 3.
Good. You do it. Come on now.
Dice can have all my money.
Just keep putting out good games. So, last night, I actually had a very interesting interaction with someone who's never heard of Battlefield. Well, they know of Battlefield, I should say, but they've never played it or know anything about it, period.
Is it your dad?
Not a single thing. And then as I was telling him, it was like talking to a little kid, telling him that he's going to get a 64 for Christmas. He was just like, wait, what? It could do what? Like, I was sitting there, and I was like, yeah, no, I mean, like, even with sniping, you gotta adjust for, like, bullet drop. And he goes, wait, what? Like, and then there's, like, tack lights on weapons. Wait, what? And there's, like, lasers. If you shine them in their face, they get blind and stuff. What? Vehicles? What? Jets? And I was just showing him some clips and stuff like that from us. Terry, I showed him some of your jet gameplay. And it was just, like opening up a brand new world to him. He just he had no idea, and he was just like, I've been playing Call of Duty. Just
yeah.
And this is amazing. Why aren't people playing this? I'm like, everybody is playing this. It's a good game.
Well, shit.
Why has no one heard of this game?
So I think that's the reason why Call of Duty has such a stranglehold. It's just that people are just, they don't know about Battlefield. I think that's what it is.
What?
Yeah. It was unreal. Like, it was really just unreal. Like, because he was sitting there, like, wide-eyed, listening. And I'm like, how have you not played anything or know anything about Battlefield? I don't know. Okay. All right. So, hopefully he'll be picking up Battlefield soon.
Good.
Yeah. Another one has been converted.
It's a good game.
Onward to phase 3.
Profit.
We don't speak of phase 3. And
sorry. Sorry. Healing clip.
So, one thing... good, another good thing did come out of GDC aside from DICE, mm-hmm. Whatever.
What's that?
Game of Thrones MMO was first look there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, I don't know if it was gameplay or if it was just screenshots, because right here it's just gameplay. But apparently the game's built around basically being a massive, like, PvP game. And,
really?
Yeah, like, their heavy focus is on PvP, where you can go and fight in, like, little arenas or in the open world and in skirmishes and stuff. And skirmishes occur dynamically in the world, and they give you, like, certain specific objectives, like defending and attacking a wagon trail rolling across Westeros, I'm trying to read and talk about it at the same time here, because I only read this a long ass article. They want to implement some alert systems so that when a skirmish starts up, you could travel there instantly to join the fight, you know, which I think would be kind of neat if you think about it. Just, I mean, that one instance that they mentioned about defending a wagon, you know, because, I mean,
right.
that would be what would happen, you know, like in that time, you would, if you had to transfer something that was very important from one town to the next, you have to make sure to protect it. So, you know. You got to bring a little army with
you. Watch it.
Yeah, you have to watch it and everything, you know. And so,
but how does the skirmishes start?
They happen dynamically, so I would assume that, like, just on a timer or something like that, you know, like.
So you could just be walking around the map and all of a sudden skirmish.
Well, no. Fight! Well, if you see an enemy, you know, in the open world, you could just go attack him anyways, you know. It doesn't matter. But skirmishes would be like...
I would think, like, a wagon comes up and it belongs to one side, and then you have to find it, or attack it, and then a warning will go out to everybody that's supposed to be defending it, saying, hey, this wagon's getting attacked, you want to go help, or whatever.
Yeah, it could be like that, or if it's your own... if it's your own wagon, and, like, you're chilling out in the town or something like that, you know, and it says, like, there's a wagon that's leaving, you know, the station towards West Coast.
It'll be like how, like, when enemies, like, get close to a town or something, they'll say, you know, the Alliance is attacking whatever.
Right.
That with a wagon.
Which I think would be awesome.
So it's about wagons.
Yes.
It's a game about wagons. A game of wagons.
A wagon game, yeah!
Fuck Oregon Trail.
Funny people just over and died of dysentery.
You're playing Oregon Trail, but now you're on the other side.
Apparently, end game, there's siege battles for control of forts, keeps, and castles, and if you capture them, you get resources and the ability to tax those citizens, and a bunch of other stuff, as well as, like, voting power to install a new hand.
You can tax the citizens?
Tax the citizens, yeah.
You control the economy.
Yeah.
I will bring myself into poverty.
And apparently there will be no auto attacks either. You have to use your WASD to move, and then you attack with 1, 2, and 3 keys, corresponding to light, medium, and heavy attacks. And if you combine them in the right way, you'll trigger combos and attack faster and do special combos and finishers and stuff like that. And there isn't a strict class system. Instead, you choose skills as you go. And there's around, like, 60 or so at launch. And a weapon leveling system.
Wait, 60 classes?
60 skills.
Oh, I was going to say.
Yeah. Like, because there's no strict class system. You kind of make your own class by choosing your own skill set.
It's a choose-your-own-adventure?
Okay, so...
Yeah. I love those.
But so, you can't go back if you make the wrong choice.
Oh, yeah, you can't flip back to the last page.
That was my favorite part.
So, I always won in those.
So, that just happened.
What just happened?
Bunch of more Battlefield news.
Woo-hoo. Battlefield.
Are you going to elaborate, or are you just going to be like...
Hold on, I'm reading it. Jesus.
All right, well, don't bring it up until you're done reading.
What's MCV?
Dumbass MC Incorporated.
Market for computer and video games it wrong. In the UK. Huh? Something appeared on retail list called Battlefield Evolved, which people think is just going to be a combo of all three DLCs that are coming out. But look at the box art. That looks sick as shit.
They were saying that the box art was fake, like, 2 hours ago.
Oh, is
now
it?
Now they're using it? I don't get Battlefield.
I don't get them anymore, so.
They it's been coming up on Twitter, like, all day. It's like, oh, box art appears. Oh, box
art.
Well,
yeah,
fake.
Because...
Oh, box art might be.
Yeah, no, it's real, because it appeared on MTV Multiplayer. And not on
MTV
any community.
So it's gotta be real.
I don't know. It didn't show up on any forums or anything.
I don't know.
The Blackhawks coming back, and I guess Endgame. They still don't have any information on Endgame.
I want to know.
I know. Me too. It'll be something about a character in the jungle, Apocalypse Now style. Maybe it's a Vietnam-based expansion pack. We're going to Nam again, Terry.
I don't want to go back.
We're going back to Nam.
No. I stabbed my share of men in their eyes with a needle already.
Oh, there's a screenshot already from close quarters. It looks like
I don't get that. Why would they?
It looks like a pool.
Looks like a pool.
I do what we don't play Battlefield for. Expansion pack for smaller maps.
Well, yeah, but then the next map is gonna be big ass maps.
Oh, good. This should be the first one.
No, you will wait for it.
Trying to cater to everyone instead of doing what you're good at.
Yeah,
I kind of want to play close quarters because it's really
You know when you're playing Metro and it's all like really intense and fast paced.
It sucks because you can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Because you're pinned down, the whole thing is just one
people
bottleneck.
Are just firing fucking RPGs that
is
everywhere.
Awesome. Everybody's yelling. Spencer.
Anyways.
This machine gun.
Back to Game of Thrones news. The MMO. Apparently they did have some gameplay there. Apparently it has some pretty awesome weather effects, and it has day and night cycles, which is pretty neat. And you get to choose, or there's going to be three major factions, the Lannisters, the Baratheons, and the Starks. But you don't actually join directly with the faction. You do like you join a lesser house, your guild, and then you kind of side with one of those or align with them.
Who would side with the Lannisters?
Well, it'll be possible to swap the allegiance of your guild between factions.
No, I don't like these guys anymore.
So you can defect and shit, and you can even bribe other guilds to like join your side and stuff. And anyways, the closed beta test should be this fall. So you bet your ass that we will be a part of that.
You know what? On the topic of betas and closed betas and all that, I feel like back in the day when a beta for a game I was excited about would come out, I couldn't wait. And now it's like I'll hear about it and I'll be like, oh, that's cool. And then I'll just forget about it until it comes out.
Right? Yeah.
I've mastered turning off my excitement for things. No one with me on that? No?
No, I completely agree because I forget too. And then, like, we did that with that one game, the space game, that we were all really excited about. Huh? No.
Remember that space game?
That is a space game, yes, but there's a lot of them out there.
Yeah.
Space game. Something Earth, I think.
Fallen Earth?
Maybe. I don't remember.
I don't remember any of that Fallout style one?
Yeah. And when it came out, it was like it was immediately like pay to play or something like that, and we were just kind of all very turned off on it.
Oh, that one, what's it called? It is Earth something. What it was
yeah,
called?
Yeah. Okay.
Earthrise.
That's it. Yep. And
oh yeah, that one looked good.
It looked so awesome. Like their trailer was sick. And then it just kind of came out. Oh, wait, what? Earthrise going free to play 2012.
Yeah, you're not doing so good.
Not doing so well.
Well,
I guess we got a chance to try it out. All right.
Well, it's like, these days, it's like when something goes free to play, it's like, I don't feel like playing it anymore.
That's another thing, right? Yeah.
I want to play it to hear about a game going free to play.
Well, it could just be bad PR, you know? Like, how many people actually know about Earthrise?
True. Know?
It could just be an advertising problem. Like, they couldn't afford to keep their servers up, even though the game could be fun, you know? It's just, financially, they're not doing as well because, you know, they don't get enough people in. But once you go free-to-play, that opens up the world to everybody because you're like, yeah, I'm trying out this Earthrise game. It's like, how much is it? And you're like, oh, it's free-to-play. All right, I'll try. You know? If it's free, why not try it? You know? So that'll bring in a lot more people, and in return would give more publicity. More PR for them. Let's just shorten it down to that. And so I think that's a good move, but bad to hear that it's like that, you know? Games that can afford the advertising like WoW and Star Wars, they don't need it, you know? They don't need to go to free-to-play, is what I'm saying. They know that their game is good and they can afford the advertising, so they can get a few dozen million people to play.
I hope this game is better than Fallen Earth, because that was garbage.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That doesn't even cut it. Pretty bad.
All right, so this Terra game, that you two were all excited about and I just got excited about?
Oh, well, I've heard a lot about it, but I haven't really seen anything about it.
I like the pictures.
They're pretty.
They have pretty pictures. Are pretty.
I like the pictures. It looks like a very cool looking style. Like, I don't know.
I did not care about this game for the longest time. Like, I've known about it for like the 2 years that it's been public, and it's both been over through the development and all that. I've seen screenshots and all that stuff. It's like, oh, that looks pretty. But so did I. When I look at it, I think, well, Ion looked pretty too way back in the day. And that's what it reminds me a lot of.
Yeah.
So for 2 years, I just, whatever, I didn't care. And I think like a couple of months ago, me and Robert were talking about it because they were giving away the beta keys for people that had reserved it. And he was telling me about how he was looking into it and how it looked pretty cool and all that. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I forgot about it for a few months again. And then lately, it was one of these days we were streaming, and then we were done streaming, and I was like, okay, I'm going to go look around and see what else, what other games people are streaming. And I saw Terra, and I was like, okay, I'll check it out. So I watched, what's her name? The one chick that plays all these, like, you know, foreign MMOs and all that. Deptaru, something like that.
Whatever.
She was playing Terra. No, she's pretty big with it, apparently. But let me see, I pull that up. But I was watching her play. I was like, oh, it looks pretty fun. Because it's like, there's no, you know, tab to target and then just watch you guy fight. You know, it's like active
skill, Twitch-based kind of fighting. Gabe from Penny Arcade was playing in. He said it's super fun.
Oh, well,
yeah, I read what he said.
Penny Arcade says it's good, then it has to be good, right?
I read what he had to say about it too, and what it seems to be repeated over and over by people. Like, apparently the battle system is really fun because, you know, more action based, and the graphics, obviously it's Unreal Engine, so it's pretty to look at. But the thing that everyone seems to hate about it is the quest system is, you know, standard. You know, kill so many monsters, go fetch so many things, go talk to the NPC that's 5 feet away from you, all that.
Yeah, like, but no, they say that they don't even notice it because they're busy chaining combos.
No. That's not what he said. That's not what Gabe said, anyway. That's like the major downfall of the game, apparently.
Well, I mean, how are you supposed to refine that?
Make the quests more Star original?
Star Wars.
Don't give me 10 rocks.
I enjoyed Star Wars quest system very much.
Oh yeah, no, they nailed it. they did that
it's
very
fun
well.
To grind.
You guys and your goddamn Star Wars.
You just jealous, man.
So?
Oh, Terry, apparently like everyone is playing Star Wars. Like Nick, Dan, Greg. Yeah,
Greg's
all of them.
Been saying he's playing it since day one.
No, dumbass. No, Tiff and Greg.
Well, how the fuck am I supposed to know?
Why are you fucking butting in?
What? He said Greg. He said Greg, not Greg.
Yeah, dumbass. Only Californians would know. Jeez. Dumbass.
Can't you read the subtext?
I don't like you guys.
Anyways, but they're all faggots and playing Jedis.
really?
Yeah, I know, right? Because they're the fuckers who play Alliance on WoW and force them to play Jedi. They're probably getting their ass worked too, or they're not playing on a PvP server.
Nah, Nick's playing on a PvP server. You know that right now.
maybe.
You know that.
Maybe.
Like, you were all. You're like, oh, everybody's playing. They're faggots.
Yeah, no, that's some context, alright?
Bunch of fruitcakes.
I
Jedi.
Yeah, no, they're playing, but they're not playing.
They're playing.
Yeah.
They're playing the wrong way.
Yeah, they're playing the game wrong. So, yeah, apparently they're doing it. But whatever, who cares, right?
They're not playing the right way, that's all I care about. That's
so these people, the Steptaru, they play all the Korean games?
Well, I guess it's just the one person. She was the one that did the Phantasy Star Online 2 footage that we watched.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. It took me a while to remember. I was like, Phantasy Star Online 2. Oh, yeah.
Was her.
Do they have a Twitter? No?
Probably.
I don't see one. They have a RSS.
She put up a few of the RO2 stuff that I linked and all that good stuff. She plays all of that, the foreign stuff.
Man, apparently she must have no friends.
Oh, man. I can't wait for PSO2. Look at that shit.
Look at that, huh? Look at that Great. Shit.
You don't know.
Yes. So yeah,
playing that Blake too.
Terra should be pretty fun. I like that. That one video you showed me, Terry, was pretty awesome looking.
Yup.
I had it going in the background, downloading its like 1,000 fucking patches, but I had to turn it off because it felt like it was like lagging our conversation a bit.
Probably was because it doesn't limit the speed.
Yeah.
It was going like.
It was just you though. You were getting all robot-y.
Robot.
Alex and Spencer were fine. Who's fine?
<I'm here. laughs> Who's fine?
Yeah.
What else you got?
What else I got? Well, this person right here did a little. It's a visual thing, but we can talk about it. Reimagined Miyazaki films. Like, they took the, the cover art for all of his movies and stuff like that, Studio Ghibli's movies, and did little reinterpretations of it, and they're awesome. Oh, they kind of put a different spin on everything.
It's more lifelike.
Mm-hmm. Except for Ponyo and her fat face.
Oh god, that looks like a Pixar movie now.
Ponyo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got beef with Pixar.
I like the Totoro one. That one's crazy.
I haven't seen that one or Porco Rosso.
I haven't seen Porco Rosso either, but people have been telling me to watch that.
Or Nausicaa. Well, they got that weird A. I don't know how to pronounce that.
So I'm just going to put a on it.
I'm just going to go.
Make up your own
fantasy. Make up my own way.
Read the credits on the first one. What the fuck? Boop, boop,
boop, boop, boop. Credits?
Yeah, it's like a movie poster. It says written and directed by Homer Simpson.
What?
Produced by El Barto.
Look it up on Wikipedia. Homer Simpson, director.
I like how the only part that they got it right was the Miyazaki part. Miyazaki.
And the art director is a website. It's become central.
Oh.
This is a blog spot. With all the quilts and grandma stuff.
My quilt. These are my quilts. These are my cats.
My quilts and cats.
I'm making a quilt for my cat.
Yup.
Would you like a quilt?
Happy birthday.
Oh, George. Speaking of George and happy birthday and yesterday, what's up with that Mass Effect 2 multiplayer, Dwight?
What? Oh, multiplayer Mass Effect is so much fun. I've played so much more than you guys.
Yeah, you sure have.
Oh, I had a lot of things to do yesterday.
We figured out what it has to do with, well, not what it has to do, but how it helps you in single player.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like basically it contributes to your war effort thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Just say one of the sections on the galaxy is at 100%.
Yeah. We played a lot. We did a lot of losing the first day and a lot of winning yesterday. Now we're
like
on
we
time.
Started when we started yesterday, my galaxy map was like Reapers are pushing Alliance forces back and all that shit. By the time we ended it said Alliance forces are holding steady and winning key point battles. I was like, what the fuck?
Well, that's neat. Okay, that's a good way of incorporating it.
It did it.
Yeah. Maybe I will play multiplayer then.
Yeah, because apparently what you're doing in multiplayer is you're fighting,
the battles in these places that
yeah, you're like
their
the
key points
fighting wild shepherds doing whatever he's doing.
Yeah,
doing his shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's not just against Reapers. You're fighting either Reapers, Cerberus, Geth, or
we didn't run into any Geth last night.
I know, right?
Had it on random enemy, and we did not fight the Geth once. And we played like a dozen rounds at least.
So do you pull your character, do you pull your shepherd? Or
No,
you make like a separate, well, not even, it's not one separate multiplayer. Like you unlock different classes, and each class is like its own character.
And what happens is you have this level, like an N7 level, which is like your level.
Uh-huh.
And then each like one of your characters has their own separate classes. Level. Yeah, and then each one of your characters has their own separate level. So if I wanted to play a Drell Adept, and he's level 18, or a Tyrion Infiltrator, he'd be like level 16.
That's neat, so you can play as different races too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But you gotta unlock them.
Right, right.
Which is a bitch, because you have to buy like this random pack and hope you get a character in it.
It's like a booster pack.
Yeah.
What, with like real money?
You could use real, money like you could use... From,
you can use Microsoft points for the bigger stuff, but...
But you earn money, after the round, after doing objectives and stuff.
Right.
And you can use that to buy the packs.
Okay.
They cost
a lot.
How big
is Charizard?
You're right. Super rare.
But it's holographic.
Talk about delusions of grandeur.
But let me tell you how hard that multiplayer is, man.
It was only hard, but it was the two of us. Then we got four people. And it was
last night it was four of us. It was you, me, George, and some random guy. And all of you got wiped out in one single wave towards the end.
So? You gonna get on their ass about it?
It's hard as shit. That's all I'm saying. Me and Terry, we were playing the first time, just us two. We must have played like 4 hours and won only one game.
It's a hard one fight, though.
It ain't come easy.
So it doesn't dynamically change with more people? The difficulty?
No, but see, much... the AI is so retarded. They'll drop turrets around corners, so when you come running around, you'll just get lit the fuck up. You're just like, oh, Jesus. And then they've got, each race has, each enemy race has their own, like, different class of monsters. Like, you start off with, like, the foot soldiers, then move up to guys with shields, and then finally, like, this big-ass boss, I guess. And the one for the Reapers is this thing called the Banshee, and it is the scariest thing I've ever seen. It just shakes around and then teleports
like
in front of you.
Skinny naked lady that teleports like right up in front of you, screams at you. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
So it's like an Ender lady.
Yeah, exactly. She's tall, she's skinny, and she teleports towards you. You can't get away from her.
You know what, though, Terry? We still haven't seen the one for the Geth.
No, we haven't gotten that far. It's this fucking rocket launcher Geth. There's one of the enemies. It's just a fucking rocket spammer. Stupid. And I'm kind of glad we didn't run into Geth last night.
I'm not. I wanted to fight Geth. But we're going to need people with, like... If you got to have everyone in your party set for whatever. You need one guy with armor piercing.
You need someone with overload.
You
need
someone
with overload.
No, and then if you're fighting the Geth, you have to have someone with disruptor ammo.
I am playing an engineer on my character, which is new to me. And I love sabotage. I think that is one of the better perks to ever get, because I can turn whatever electronic thing against themselves. So I just use it against the turret, which is usually in the back.
Well, see, and multiplayer so is different when it comes to skills, because each race has their own skills you can use for whatever class, but you can only have three, and you don't get to pick them.
Oh, that's neat.
I mean, you can look before you choose the character. You could look at, like, each race has their own set ones for that class. So I guess you could just look at what you want and then play that race.
Right. But you don't get to choose.
You don't choose the skills. As far as the characters go, you can choose. Yeah, but you get to choose what class race you are, and then you can just customize a character after that. Hmm. You can even choose what weapons you want.
That's neat.
But as far as skills go, you don't choose those.
Does it work the same way where the more weapons you carry, the slower your cooldown is?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm. That's why I rock just a pistol.
spamming biotics. Just running around causing biotic explosions everywhere.
That's why I got all those points.
And then yelled at me yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, why were you yelling at him?
What's up? Because
he doesn't agree with the way I take care of enemies.
Oh, because of that. No, this guy's over here with his little cluster grenades, throwing it right in someone's face from 2 feet away while I'm right in front of him watching. I'm like, really?
Got the job done. He had a sword and he was right in front of me. So.
War crimes.
So you throw a grenade 2 feet in front of you. Grenade!
It blows up into a bunch of them and he like landed it right in her face.
You saw me do it. You didn't try to stop me.
I didn't know you did it happen so fast. I was just shooting him. Like, the shield was halfway down. I was like, okay, whatever. And he comes up like, ah!
Knocks him straight into the air. Whatever. He died. I got the job done. Wave completed.
What else more do you want, Terry?
I want to be, held responsible for what he just did.
No.
Mutilated that woman.
That was humane by my standards. I'm not the one running around causing biotic explosions in the air every 5 seconds.
That's more humane than a grenade.
No, it's not. They're helpless in the air and you're blowing them up.
I'm just knocking them around a little bit. You're blowing their face
off. You bring them up in the air, then you use shockwave, and they go flying right off the map.
It's just a little love tap. Come on.
What?
What?
That feels like no goddamn love tap I've ever seen.
You haven't gotten any good love taps then.
Yeah, I know.
You just gotta see what the fuck happens in there.
Biotics are awesome.
Yes, they are.
That's why I can't bring myself to play any other class on my single player.
So yesterday you were like, we need to get you to be your Tyrion again. And I was like, oh, why? So much fun.
It's because we play that one guy. What's his name? Pimply Pete. Yeah, he's over there one-shot and everything with his sniper rifle. I was like, goddamn.
Oh, no, that one's pew! Just hiding behind cover. He's like,
Andy was hitting up all those, like, you know how you have to, like, disable each of the four little devices or whatever?
Yeah.
He had the invisibility thing, so he could just go off and do it by himself.
That doesn't go away when you're disarming them?
Nope. He was turning it on while he was disarming.
Wow. He, like, we need one of those.
Yeah, yeah. We need Bootsy back.
Yeah, Bootsy was one of those.
Yeah, yeah, Bootsy! He did it!
Yeah, Bootsy had a damn science. He's never played Mass Effect. He knew what he was doing.
If you guys need a sniper, I'm your man. Man.
Last verse, which could take a while.
Take a few seconds.
And then you need to get all your weapons and attachments and skills so you don't get fucked.
Take a few seconds.
Yeah, okay.
No, he's got it.
At least he's not going to start off like we did, just two idiots, level one. fighting yeah, waves.
Bunch of idiots.
We didn't get that oil level Diester either. That desert one?
No, we didn't get that at all. I really liked that level.
That's just because we won.
Well, no, I liked it before we won. We've lost plenty of times.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good map. Good map.
I like the first one we've ever played, the snow one.
Do you guys get to choose where you go? Or is it sort of like a draft system where you just kind of sign up and then it throws?
You could choose.
But you get an experience bonus for picking random.
And it goes a long way.
What do you mean?
Like, you get like 5,000 extra experience just for choosing that, just unknown.
Yeah, it's like another 25% experience if you have a random map.
That makes me feel like there's going to be a map or something or a level in there that's just going to be horrible. Like, it's like a super low percentage to get it, but you can only get it through random.
There's one level like that where it's all tight corners and shit, like a Cerberus base. But we've only fought Cerberus there. We had, thank God we only fought Cerberus there. I wouldn't want to do it with, like, Reapers. Yeah.
Terrible.
I don't want to play fucking Reapers in that map. Banshee coming down the fucking corner.
Those tiny little hallways. Nowhere to run.
With Ravagers and shit.
Actually, there was... No, there was Atlas in there. Atlas could fit in there.
Atlas is nothing, though. Yeah, you could take an Atlas like nothing. But a Ravager or the Banshee, when Banshees are moving around quick as hell...
I have no problem taking out Ravagers.
I haven't even seen Ravagers in single player. I've only ever seen them in multiplayer.
You will.
Yeah. I mean, sure. you'll see everything. Like, I want to see that Slender lady thing.
That what?
Oh, I don't want to meet her in single player. No, I do want to meet her in single player. Fuck that.
Yeah, I want to fuck her up. Single player guy's
fucking, he's ready to go.
Wait, who? What?
Slender Banshee. Lady.
Banshee. Oh, the Banshee. God, no, I don't want to see her.
Why not?
I'm sure she'll be harder in single player.
It'll be easier because you'll have your fucking decked out Shepherd and your team.
Yeah. Decked out since, like, day one.
Not me. Because my save didn't work. Fucking.
Sucker.
Mass Effect piece of shit. I think it's the cloud saving thing.
Yeah, it doesn't transfer over with cloud.
Alex knows.
Yeah, they mentioned that. I forgot on Kotaku, I think.
I don't read.
I haven't used cloud saving for anything.
I know, me either. I have like so much space on my hard drive, it's not even funny.
Yeah, I just throw it all on my USB.
Yeah.
Good to go.
I like it, though. I like the fact that it's there. Like, Sam, he would throw his Skyrim save on his cloud, and then he'd come over here and play.
Right. Yeah. It's a good idea. I just haven't used it yet, and apparently I should be glad that I haven't for Mass Effect.
Yeah. So I've been playing from scratch on this one, which I'm not really happy about because there's a lot of people who have come back. Like, I killed Ashley. She was crying,
right?
But she's here in this one, and now she's not so bad.
Wait, oh, okay.
I don't believe that at all.
No, you should. She's not.
She's not that bad.
She doesn't use her brain a whole lot. I'm not going to go into any specifics. It's just you understand, you know, how Ashley can be, right? That's why he killed her.
That's why I killed her. Fucking questioning me every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
You're not the real Shepherd.
Like, yeah, she does that a lot in the beginning, but she starts to calm down a bit.
So
I'm talking about like Mass Effect 1. That's what I knew. I hated her.
Oh yeah. No, she was horrible in Mass Effect 1.
She gave you so much shit back then.
Yep.
Just trying to do my goddamn job.
Did you leave Rex to die in Mass Effect 1?
No. What are you, stupid?
I guess.
Rex is alive and kicking on my thing.
Oh, no, wait, but I don't have Mass Effect 1 saved, so I don't remember.
Juan.
I thought Rex came in two.
Yeah.
If you didn't kill him.
If you didn't kill him. But see, I played the first one on PC and the second one on Xbox.
Yeah,
so I couldn't really...
I played Mass Effect 1 on PC as well because I got it through Steam. And there was a bug with Mass Effect where it wouldn't let you open up your galaxy map to travel places.
Yep.
And
I remember that.
I was so frustrated with that game. And I was just like, I can't. I bought it. I want to play it. It's good. And I never went back to it. I never finished Mass Effect 1.
From what I remember, it was an easy fix. But I don't remember what to do.
I just remember that it was really repetitive with the planets and stuff.
It's slower than the other ones. That's about it.
It's much slower.
But it's still important if you want to...
aiming.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there are some pretty big decisions there that roll over.
Yeah, like fucking blowing up the council.
Hey, whoa, hey.
Hey, spoiler, if you haven't played Mass Effect 1 by now... Then...
Yeah, that's Mass Effect 1 stuff. That's...
Talking 5 years ago, so... Get shit together.
Yeah, but that was like the total end game. What the fuck?
Yeah, but you still, could... it's an old-ass game.
You didn't have to do it.
Did you blow up the council?
Oh, I blew the shit out of
it. Yeah, I was... They're like, save us. I was like, no.
What?
Okay.
So this whole time when I needed your help, they're like, oh, whatever. Now you need my help. Not this time, mother.
And then they give you shit for it later on.
I don't know if you've seen my playthrough of the number 3, but I'm very upset that there's another council that replaced them. I was like,
yeah,
oh,
they're
I don't
even
know.
Bigger dicks.
No. Yeah, I know, they're worse.
Yeah, they're terrible. That Solarian girl?
Oh. I don't like the Asari girl either. She's just cold bitch.
Okay, she's... I like the Asari one more than the other ones. Like, the Turian guy, he's...
The Turian guy's chill. He's like, yeah, I want to help you, but you got to help me.
You got to do a lot of shit for me, too, though.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah, that I can understand. I'm okay with that. The other two were just like, nope, nope.
Yeah, the other two were like, no.
Hey, Spencer, where are you? Where are you in Mass Effect? What did you blow up the council?
Oh yeah, I'm at that one part with the people, and then you fight them, and then they say stuff.
Oh, don't go into too much detail.
And then there's important choices.
Why does it sound like you're on a cell phone?
I know. Don't say it.
Spoiler alert.
God, Spencer.
Shut up.
Ah, good stuff. Good game. If you haven't picked up Mass Effect 3 yet, you should. Or go steal it from someone. If you know someone who has it, just go steal it. That's cool.
You should probably just steal it. I mean.
Yeah.
Just mug him.
Yeah. Just be like, hey, could you go get me a drink? And they're like, sure. And then you grab their game and you just leave their house.
Yeah, and take their hard drive, too.
Yeah, take their Xbox.
I just want to point out real quick, because I saw this a few days ago, the original Mass Effect 1 armor. I was like, man, we've come a long way.
Oh, wow.
Horrible.
That's
oh,
true.
Really? What the fuck?
That's spandex, bro.
Right?
That's just like a wetsuit.
Just need a little reminder of how just terrible that is. He's going diving.
Looked like the shit back then. Everybody wanted a piece of that.
No wonder Ashley was such a bitch. She couldn't control her hormones. So me, I was just like, fuck. I don't know how to... Her brain just stopped working. That's what it is.
She was like, oh, I think I'm a little wet.
In that wetsuit.
That's just terrible.
Yeah. There's a lot of weird ways to go with that, and none of them are good.
Come a long way.
Yeah, the new armor system I fucking love.
ME1 and Mass Effect 2.
I'm confused. Have you been to all the shops and everything? Because, Yeah, I don't. Well, they're just throwing all these, like, random armors out. Like, they have the Cerberus. Some random shop is selling Cerberus armor.
Yeah. And there's also collector's armor, too.
And then they're selling the Terminator, the fucking pre-order armor from Mass Effect 2. Some random guy's selling that.
Which armor is that?
Yeah, the Terminus armor. The one that came with, like, that black hole gun.
Yeah. Which was awesome.
Oh, you mean the collector armor?
No. The Terminus armor.
Yeah,
it's like I haven't seen that. I've seen collector armor.
I picked up the Dragon Age one. So yeah. Now I got two medieval suits of armor. I just picked it up, though, for the
You only have the Kingdoms of Amalur one because of me.
Yeah. Well, you didn't know that we were going to get it either, all right?
I didn't.
There's a Kingdoms of Amalur armor, too?
That's the one I had. The one I tweeted about.
Oh.
Yeah, the one with, like, the spiky-ass shoulder and
crazy helmet.
The thing that sucks about those, though, is that you always have your helmet on, even through cutscenes and stuff, and I hate listening to Robo Shepherd.
Raphael Shepherd.
So I quickly switched from it. That and it basically only gave you a bonus to melee, which is okay, I guess, but I just don't see myself using it a whole lot.
Yeah, I can't bring myself to get away from the original armor.
Yeah, because like it's so customizable.
Yeah, I got the same armor that I use in Mass Effect 2. It's like that, the one, the rounded one, where like, I don't know, it's hard to explain, but I have that for the chest piece. And I love it because it helps with my biotics and all that. And it looks good.
I've got shit for so much headshot damage.
Yeah, I just went full powers.
Yeah, you're a biotic. I'm soldier.
Yeah.
I'm engineer, and I'm kind of confused on what I need to get. Like, I think I need power damage to make my turrets work better. But I'm not sure. So I kind of put stuff in, like, weapon damage, too. And I kind of just balance between the two, weapon and power damage. It's working out okay for me. I haven't really come into any problems. So, I don't know. There's a lot of things I want to talk about the game, but I can't.
Goddamn right you can't.
Yeah, it's going to be a while before we can actually talk about it openly.
Yup.
I also have, like, I think 22 hours in the game right now, and I feel like I've gotten nowhere. Like, it's just, like, a bunch of shit just keeps happening.
I know, I have, like, so many
quests. The Citadel is full of dramatic-ass people. Like, why does Shepard have to help this fucking dude get a thermal coupler for his fat-ass sister who's overheating? I don't know!
What?
Yeah, my sister's overheating. Can you go out and get me a thermal cup?
No, he doesn't even ask him. Shepard's just walking around and he hears a Salarian fucking just talking about some thermal thing and people are overheating and stuff about his sister. And then I'm like, oh, hey, I got this tube. And I love it. This is the tube we needed.
How convenient.
Yeah.
Well, you're doing it so they help you in the as a war asset.
Right, but it's just...
Is it, though? Because it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah, do favors, you know.
Because I don't know how me...
Yeah, how does us... Yeah.
Helps the war asset.
No, it makes him support you. It makes that faction support you more.
You mean the humans who've lost Earth?
Yes.
We haven't lost it all the way yet.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, it's still okay.
Negative Nancy.
I'm sorry. I thought the planet being on fire was a big indicator. Hey, I could be wrong.
Out. We got oceans.
Yeah,
full of water.
Just live there.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. Just...
I mean, I was planning to move to London, but
that's gone.
That was in poor taste.
Oh, that was in poor taste.
Yes. that.
Yes.
Did you guys get the doctor back on the Normandy?
Yeah.
No.
Hell yeah.
No, I haven't.
Dr. Jawakas.
I haven't.
You haven't?
No. I need to.
You're even farther than I know. Like,
no, that's the thing. Like, I have. That's what I'm saying. I got 20 some odd hours in this game, and I feel like I've done nothing because then Alex rather just fucking talks about a bunch of shit. I'm like, I don't. What are you talking about? I haven't done that yet.
Wait, how far are you? What was the last thing you did?
It doesn't matter though in this game because you have a choice of what you're doing.
Okay, so what's the last important the mission?
I'm not going to talk about it because it's going to ruin too many things. Talk about it.
I'm just saying, pointing out now, you can get the doctor the first time you go to the hospital.
Yeah. I've seen her too.
You need to explore more.
I do, though. That's the thing. I know the fucking Citadel like the back of my hand. And I don't know. There's just like a bunch of people. I get overwhelmed. That's the thing. Because you go to the Citadel and you come out of there with like 48 new quests. Like little side things. Like this person needs a tube and that person needs a tube. And then that person, they can't tie their shoes.
Well, but you're walking around.
But then I
gotta
go to this stupid ass planet and find shoelaces that fit his particular shoe. And then get back there and be, hey, here's those shoelaces. Oh, thanks, bro. I found some, though. And I get overwhelmed. I'm like, every fucking floor has like thousands of people that are just like wah, wah, wah. Stupid.
What about your old map girl? Did you find her?
No. I like the new one.
La, 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 la.
She's already there, Terry. You could get her right now.
I don't care.
She has all your fish.
Oh, bitch.
Why'd she take them?
Why don't I have all my fish?
I think it's stupid that the aquarium thing is like 25 grand. Alright, so it Fraps broke or something right here during while we were recording. Apologize, shit happens. So anyways, we're going to pick it up right now.
It's in the Caymans.
Okay, now we're recording. Okay, now we're back.
Wait, who's going to the Caymans? What?
Why am I not going? It's my birthday.
Wait, you're going to the Caymans?
Oh, they would have invited you, but they didn't want to.
Wait, but it was for my birthday.
I don't. Who?
Not you.
Fraps.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Now I'm sad.
Okay.
Stop it.
This is why they didn't invite you either.
Shit.
Yeah, let's get off Mass Effect.
Let's get off of Mass Effect? Is that what you said?
Yes.
One does not simply get off on Mass Effect.
One does get off on Mass Effect, know what I mean?
No.
No.
What are you saying?
Spencer sounds like a robot.
Beep boop. Beep.
Yes, Spencer.
You must deactivate him or he becomes sentient. Agreed?
Yes.
No!
It's already begun. What's next on the agenda?
You know what? I started playing Earthbound right before I started playing Mass Effect.
Oh.
And I want to play it more Earthbound, but at the same time, like, I look at my TV and I just turn on my Xbox.
What you need to do is get a emulator for your phone and then play it on your phone while you play
Mass Effect. I have one, but it drains the shit out of my battery and it just doesn't look good. And I don't like touch
screen. Well, you're sitting right there. I mean, plug it in.
Yeah, but touchscreen controls. I like Earthbound. It's like, it's different.
Yeah, it's fun.
And weird.
It's really weird.
It's extremely weird.
Okay, I don't know what you guys are talking about because I was too busy reading this thing. But just, this is, I don't understand, and I want to know your guys' opinions on what's happening here.
The 25 most depressing Justin Bieber birthday tweets?
Yes.
Crying because Justin Bieber is 18, which means it would be illegal for you to date because it would make him a pedophile.
Pedophile.
If they don't know how to spell pedophile.
He's 18, though. Like, I never thought this day would actually come so soon. And now I'm crying with my Bieber post.
What the hell?
Right? That's why I wasn't listening, because I don't understand what these are about.
I'm so depressed that Justin Bieber isn't a minor anymore. Ruins my whole day. Bleh. She looks like she's 30.
She'd be happy.
OMG, I just spent 15 minutes talking to my Bieber poster and I'm now crying because now Justin is now 18. OMG, Justin Bieber, why do I love you so much?
No one understands how devastated I am that Justin Bieber turns 18 in a few hours. It makes me sad. I knew Justin when he was 15.
Shut
and today
up.
He's 18. Oh my god.
Feeling
so
fucking
bad.
Depressed about Justin Bieber growing up.
What is wrong with these people?
This person's
name. I've been crying all day long because of those Bieber memories.
What?
It makes me so depressed that I don't personally know Justin Bieber.
Feeling fucking depressed about Justin Bieber growing up. What?
I shouldn't be on my way to school right now. I should be in my bed under my Bieber blanket crying.
It's a tragedy. He's 18 now.
Why? Why is he 18 now?
Too bad my relationship with Justin Bieber is illegal now, sad face.
Because
we're totally dating right now. And it's totally
oh
dangerous.
My god, look at the picture at the end.
Yeah.
My god.
This is the greatest thing ever.
They don't look very happy.
Justin, I love you.
Depressed at the fact Justin Bieber doesn't know I exist.
Megan. And then it's just a bunch of random letters after that.
What? This is not normal.
No, it is not.
Just, I don't know. I just wanted to share that with you guys.
Wow.
Well, that was enlightening.
How could this have happened?
I don't know.
This isn't funny.
It's like they assume that they still had a chance. You know? That, like, before he was, like, 18, it's like, he's still 17. We can still date.
We can still make this work.
Then he turns 18, it's like, no! It's like Darth Vader.
I haven't even met the man.
Yeah. I hope our fans don't start crying when we turn 18.
Oh man, that's gonna be from like forever from now though.
They got time. They got time.
You guys have plenty of time till we're 18. I wish I cared that much about anything. That is dedication.
I don't think it's dedication.
It's a creepy kind of dedication, but it's dedication.
Okay.
There are people that believe they had a relationship with this boy, Alex. They believed it with all their heart. And now it's shattered.
Okay, all right, so we can agree there's some crazy fans out there, right?
Yeah.
All right, but there's even more crazy ex-girlfriends.
Oh no.
And
this ought to be good.
You don't know. We can't. It's impossible for us to read through this.
I read this.
But just scroll through and just see how many messages this girl sent to this dude within like 3 or 4 days' time, and him never responding back. And it'll be a good read, I guess, off the podcast. It is just okay. Well, let's do a little bit of a read through right now, just to give people an idea. All right. Okay. You know what? I'll play the crazy ex-girlfriend. Okay.
The crazy bitch.
I'll play the crazy bitch. And Terry, since you were aware of this as well, you could be my ex-boyfriend. Okay.
Kevin.
Okay. Hey, Kevin, would you like to get together tonight? I'm off work tomorrow. Besides, I want to see your face again. Winky face.
Just woke up. Man, I'm dead. Actually, I already have plans playing cards with the guys tonight. Sorry. I'll text you later. Have fun at work, winky face.
Oh, .. Don't worry about texting me later. Talk to you some other time. Thought you said all you had going up on today was paperwork when I asked you yesterday.
Yeah, I did that today. My friends asked me to play cards this morning.
So between 2 a.m. and when I left at 11 a.m., you asked to hang out and made plans since you woke up at 12?
Are you kidding me? He texted me at 10 a.m.
Funny how a guy always gets laid and wants nothing to do with me. But my mistake. Take care, Kev. I'm sorry I've bothered you. Please delete my number. I don't have any friends, Kevin. That's why I asked to hang out. And I assume since you liked me, you wouldn't mind getting together more than once a week. Anyways, I'm having a horrible day as it is, and I don't like things to end badly, so I just want to say...
Gotta feminate it up. Girl it up.
I really wish you the best luck. You're a good man. I'm glad to have met you. Never mind, my day just got worse. You took me off of Facebook, and I'm sitting on my computer... commuter a lot crying. And then it just goes on and on and on
it
for
goes
about
cycles like Kevin, I'm sorry, you're an amazing man, I don't want to lose you.
Yeah, and
I'm sorry,
what the fuck. And they only got like together once or something,
maybe,
I don't know.
And then he texts us back, like, after 4 days of this, and he goes, I don't feel comfortable seeing you anymore.
We can stay friends, Kevin.
we'll put this in the link bucket for you guys to enjoy.
It is
great. Yeah. It is, truly what crazy looks like via text message.
just the worst. I can't imagine having to sit through, 3-4 days of just a constant stream of text messages from some crazy girl.
Who swings from back and forth. You know,
I
loving
you,
him.
Kevin.
You're like, I don't have any friends, Kevin. I don't know if you know this, but I don't have any friends.
This may come as a surprise to you.
With my cheerful demeanor and lovely smile.
Terrible.
Oh my god, I'm still reading this. This bitch is crazy.
It pulls you in.
It's compelling. It's a good story.
They should make it a book.
They should make a book. They have enough material to make a book out of. Kevin and the Crazy Bitch. Chapter 1.
I like how she goes, if I were in your shoes, I wouldn't speak to me either.
I mean, I'm crazy, right? Ah. So there's that girl.
It's still going down the line.
I like the first comment there. This is whoever you are, JJ. I'll go out with you. I love crazies and I have unlimited texting.
Right, next up.
The Monopoly guy and the Pringles guy are the same dude.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god. I didn't notice that.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
The guy who was the voice of Doug is also the voice of Fry in Futurama.
My god.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
It all makes sense now. Except not really. Never even thought about it that way. But whatever.
Ah, what is this?
What is this? What are you looking here? Easy hack to turn an old TV like this into real HD.
Take off the back. Okay. Cut wires. Okay. Now that you broke your old piece of shit, go buy a new TV.
Nailed it.
That's the good. More you know.
There was some news in China. A man bought a fake iPhone, and then he got angry and he killed two people.
This isn't an iPhone at all.
I bet it was just a series of unfortunate events that led him to kill them.
No, he spent like $330 on this phone, and then he discovered another set of people that were selling the same fake phone, and they saw that they were selling the fake phone to a young kid, a little boy or something like that.
He's younger than me.
And the guy got pissed that he was still scamming people, I guess, or something. So he grabbed a butcher knife and he stabbed two of them, killing both of them.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just something to talk about.
And that is why we don't go to China anymore.
Anymore, yeah, we're done with them. Oh, real quick, you know how I was talking about how, I think it was last week, that European retail store, the game store, about how they decided that they weren't going to sell Mass Effect 3.
Yeah.
Apparently, all other EA titles followed suit. And then I guess now they're giving them about 2 weeks to change shit. Otherwise, they're gone. Like, the store is just bankrupt.
Type of thing. Coming.
Yeah.
And, EA controls them.
Yeah, sort of a big deal when you don't, like, say, like, yeah, no, we're not going to, you know, release your game. Here's all your pre-orders.
I'm not going to release one of the biggest releases of the year, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that? What are you going to do?
Go to Amazon. Fuck them over even more.
That was just dumb.
Yeah.
Don't say no to EA. You can't say no to EA.
Well.
Nope.
If it was like EA Sports or something.
You can say no to sports. They're okay with that, but
yeah, but Mass Effect 3, really? Like a AAA title? You don't say no to a AAA title.
Even if the deal wasn't in their favor, they still would be around. They wouldn't be at risk of going bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of dropped the ball on that one. Yeah, we're going to play chicken with fucking EA. One of the biggest gaming publishers. Ever.
Do your worst.
Whatever, I don't care. We can hold out. Come on, guys, we can do this.
Listen, we're important, all right? We gotta show them that we're important.
Just gotta stand together, guys. A week later. All right, guys, we fucked up.
All right, so, bad idea.
Let's reevaluate it.
Can we still get Mass Effect?
Can we go crawling back? No, no? Okay, well, fuck.
All right, well, we had a good run.
I will.
You know what? We try it. Better to go out balls deep, right? Well, I don't know.
I don't know where I'm going with this.
Can we switch to like a toy store or something? No? Okay.
Again.
I'm sorry. It's just such a great game.
Yeah. Wish I could play it more. Shut up.
Hey, well, today was my last day of work for the week, so that's all I'm going to be doing.
Working?
Playing Mass Effect.
Working.
Yes.
Okay. Working. So, we can talk about this real quick just to kind of round off the podcast because it's kind of neat. Apparently you can give special instructions if you order pizza online. And yeah. People have just been fucking with them. And, you know, telling them to draw stuff on the boxes or whatever and then, like, cut the pizza in, like, different shapes and stuff like that. And it's funny, like, how some of these actually come out. Like, some just, like, draw a cat on the box and, like, someone drew a pretty good-looking cat on the box, you know?
Draw a narwhal on the box. Cut into a pentagram.
Yeah, right? And they did it.
Cut pizza into concentric circles.
That one was pretty neat. But how are you going to eat the middle pieces?
You just slam your face into it.
Jaw cat on the box. That is actually a pretty good cat.
I like right. The one right under that, the cruddy version. Oh, I like that.
With stars.
It looks like a dragon serpent.
Yeah. That is not a dragon.
It's got some pecs,
like
too.
Like spikes coming off of it. Dinosaur.
I like how they put stars and they put, ha ha.
Ha ha, there's a draft here.
I'm not good at this.
Some people have too much fun drawing it. Look at that unicorn.
This is a good wizard.
Like he's plotting something.
It's a wonderful unicorn world.
So that's neat. So if you guys ever buy pizza online, tell them to draw something on there, then tweet us the picture.
You know what? I always order pizza online. I should do that.
Yeah, see if they'll draw the T-Mongoose.
They're probably like, who the fuck is T-Mongoose?
Draw the T-Mongoose.
You're like,
they'll probably think of the bike.
I know, the fucking delivery guy's going to come here and be like,
I don't think...
Right?
I like that first one, the draw the wizard on box, because they put the pizza company's name Toppers, and then they wrote Toppers, bitch. That's good.
Toppers.
All right, so I think we should. Fraps is acting all weird and like kind of stopping and going. Hopefully that doesn't fuck up too much. If it does, this podcast is gonna be a little weird, guys. But anyways, we need to stop this because I think that we should go play some Mass Effect. And me and Brenny are actually going to be streaming today, so I gotta get ready for that. And by getting ready, I mean wake up. You know.
Wake up.
All right. So hope you all enjoyed this week's podcast. Hopefully we'll remember to record on Thursday so we can get it out a little bit earlier. And that's it. You guys have anything you want to plug?
I was about to say, but
my phone in.
I was going to stop myself, and then I ended up saying it anyway.
Okay, so Twitch has to plug his phone in. Puddles wants to plug his butt.
Not my butt.
It's someone else's butt.
Idiot.
Oh.
You're not going to plug my own butt.
That's just stupid.
I'll plug your butt for you.
You started a new series. Hey. Terry.
What?
You started a new your Mass Effect series, so if you guys want to see a Mass Effect 3 playthrough, you should go check out Puddle's channels.
Not all of them.
Oh. I have five channels.
Okay. And Well, me and Brandon are going to be streaming tonight some Minecraft, so you can look forward to that. Or not. I don't give a fuck.
Or don't look forward to that and then show up anyway.
Yeah.
Talk about how disappointed you are with it.
Yeah. Yeah, let us know. Or let us know how excited you are.
No one's going to be excited about it. Don't do it. Come on.
I'm trying to, you know,
please.
Get them excited.
Please. Just no.
T-Mongoose Podcast!
Woo!